Hello, Germ. Well, today we're going to talk about Ker Castle in County Tipperary, and it is one of the largest castles in Ireland. It dates back to 1142 when Conor O'Brien, Prince of Thomond, built a castle on an island in the River Soar. It's built on a rock and looks as though the castle is actually part of the rock. You might wonder why so many of the famous castles of Ireland belong to the Anglo-Normans. Well, the reason is that the King of England granted lands in Ireland to those knights who had been loyal to the English throne. It was also a way of emphasising to them that they were still subjects of the English king, and so they should be aware of their situation in life and not get above themselves. In 1192, King John granted land to Philip of Worcester, who started building Ker Castle. The Worcester family remained in the castle until 1375, when it was granted to James Butler, 3rd Earl of Ormond, for his loyalty to Edward III. Ker Castle remained with the Butler family for 600 years, except for a few short periods. Theobald FitzWalter had been part of the Norman invasion of 1169, and he had married Strongbow's daughter Isabel. Incidentally, in case you're thinking that Strongbow had any connection with the famous cider of today, I think it's more probable that Bulmer Cider chose the name as a way of showing the strength of their brew. The name Butler was a name they acquired as the head of the family was Boitailler in French, or Butler to the Crown in English. The role of Boitailler was to serve wine to the king after a coronation. The reason why it was a post that was highly sought after was partly because the holder of the office received 10% duty of all the wine imported into Ireland. So that's why the FitzWalter family became known as the Butlers. Also, as a point of interest, it's worth mentioning that all those names in Ireland which begin with Fitz, like FitzWalter, Fitzpatrick, Fitzgerald, Fitzsimmons, etc., they're all descendants of the Normans who came over to England from France. The word Fitz comes from the French word for son, which is fils. It's similar to the way that many names in Ireland begin with Mac, meaning son. Well, to get back to the Butlers, the privilege remained with the family for 300 years. However, the English crown bought back the privilege in the 1800s. The Butler's coat of arms above the castle gate shows a crucifix on the top indicating their Catholicism. Then three goblets relate to the role as Butlers to the crown. And underneath, then you can see three Jerusalem crosses because another relation, Hubert FitzWalter, took part in the Third Crusade in the 1190s before he became Archbishop of Canterbury. Most of the castle as we know it today was built in the 15th century, although those parts which are built in red sandstone were added in the 18th century. This castle was strongly fortified and was considered the most impregnable castle in Ireland. In fact, it was only taken by force once in 1599 when Rupert Devereux, the Earl of Essex, on orders from Queen Elizabeth I, led siege to the castle. His mission was to defeat Hugh O'Neill. He bombarded the castle with two heavy artillery guns. They were very effective, and within 3 days, the siege was over. Although Essex managed to take Ker Castle, he failed to defeat O'Neill. When the Queen heard of his failure, she was furious, and when Devereux, the Earl of Essex, returned to London, he was imprisoned in the Tower and was executed 2 years later. Visitors today can see the damage caused by the artillery guns, as there are two culverin balls embedded in the castle walls. Ker Castle was handed back to the Butler family. However, in 1650, Oliver Cromwell came to attack. He actually wrote a letter warning the Butlers that he was going to attack them. The Butlers surrendered it without a fight and thus it was saved from being destroyed. But 12 years later, they regained control of their castle, even though they had remained Catholic. Although a medieval castle may look impressive, it's not really a very comfortable place to live in. Imagine trying to heat it in the winter. So, like many other noble families, the Butlers decided to move into something more manageable. They built a mansion in the centre of Kerr Town. They lived there until 1961, when the last of the family died without any heirs. This Irish castle was purchased by the state and became a national monument in 1964. The castle was beautifully restored, and it now houses pieces of genuine medieval furniture. This is one of the largest and most striking of the castles in Ireland. It is everything we could wish for and comes complete with a fully working portcullis and cannons. On the north wall of the banqueting hall, there are impressive antlers of the giant Irish deer, which has been extinct for approximately 10,000 years. It's one of the oldest castles in Ireland, and yet it is in great condition, thanks to the family agreeing to leave when Cromwell came to visit. It's no wonder that it has been selected by many filmmakers as a perfect set for medieval dramas. For example, in 1973, the interior scenes of the Abbey in a television film called The Conflict, or which was also known by the title Catholics, were filmed in Kerr Castle. The film starred Martin Sheen and Trevor Howard. However, it was based on the book Catholics, written by one of my favourite authors, Brian Moore, who was from Belfast. In 1981, Kerr Castle was again used as a location for a battle scene in the film Excalibur. The film was directed by John Boorman. It told the mythical story of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, and many of the famous names we know today appeared in the film. For example, Nicole Williamson, Patrick Stewart, Helen Mirren, Gabriel Byrne, and Liam Neeson. But many local people also took part as extras in the film, and there is a tribute to them in a sword in the stone monument which was erected in their honour. The film was a huge success in the USA, and many American tourists make a point of coming to see the castle which appeared in the film. Kerr Castle was also used again as a location in 2013 for the television series The Tudors, which starred Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and the recent Superman hero Henry Cavill. In 2019, another medieval story was filmed there called The Green Knight, starring Dev Patel, who also starred in two great films, The Exotic Marigold Hotel and Slumdog Millionaire, and Alicia Vikander of The Danish Girl and Lara Croft fame. The Green Knight was released last year, that is in 2021, and another recently released film used Kerr Castle as a location for The Last Duel, which was directed by Ridley Scott. The film stars Matt Damon, Adam Driver, Jodie Comer, and Ben Affleck. The story is about a duel set in medieval France. In the film, we see a magnificent ornate fireplace with a medieval shield embossed on its stonework. But the fact is, this magnificent medieval shield is only 1 year old, as it was a prop for the film The Last Duel, and it's not even made of stone at all. It's only made of plaster, but it has remained after the film was finished. I'm sure you're thinking about making a visit to Kerr Castle, and you will not be the first one to do so. Mel Gibson of Braveheart fame visited Kerr Castle, as did the famous historian Dan Snow, and in 1995, President Mary Robinson visited the castle. So, what are you waiting for?